With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Bumpy Delta flight out of Salt Lake City causing injury and distress for a number of passengers before the jet made a safe, unscheduled landing.
Delta Airlines says 25 people were taken to hospitals after a flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam hit turbulence Wednesday night. The plane was diverted to Minneapolis-St. Paul. Passenger Leanne Clement Nash told ABC News they had started dinner service when the plane jolted up in the air and then fell steeply, rendering them weightless for a few moments. She said liquid rose out of drink cups, service carts were tossed around, and people who weren't wearing a seatbelt hit the ceiling and then fell back down. Nash and her husband praised the calm and professionalism of the Delta flight attendants during the incident. I'm Jennifer King.
Businesses all across America reevaluating security measures following the shooting in a New York high-rise that left four people, including one police officer, dead. Security firms around the nation say they're getting a lot of calls from corporations anxious to make sure the measures they have in place are adequate. President Trump has imposed a previously threatened 50% tariffs on Brazil.
President Trump's laid out his legal rationale for imposing 50% tariffs on goods from Brazil. He signed an executive order that states Brazil's policies in criminal prosecution of former President Jair Bolsonaro constitute an economic emergency under a 1977 law. The White House says Brazil's judiciary has tried to coerce American social media companies, including Elon Musk's X, and block their users.
Authorities in Ukraine say a Russian drone and missile attack in Kyiv overnight has killed at least 13 people, including a six-year-old child, and 132 more wounded, and that includes at least 14 kids, making it the highest number of injured children in a single attack. This is SRN News. Well, a bit of historical irony in a Tennessee courthouse.
This year marks the 100-year anniversary of the Scopes Monkey Trial, where a local teacher in Ray County was tried for teaching his students about the theory of evolution. Historians point to the event as the day evolution got its foot in the door and eventually helped push Christianity out of the public schools. But an atheist group celebrating the trial with a visit to the historic Ray County Courthouse this month were confronted by a large plaque bearing the Ten Commandments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In its effort to protect female athletes in Olympic sports, the Trump administration providing the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee a detailed legal brief on how such a move would not conflict with the Ted Stevens Act. That's the landmark 1978 federal statute governing the Olympic movement. Legal experts call the Trump guidance a well-thought-out, well-reasoned set of arguments. This is SRN News. The Department of Transportation releasing a long secret list of its most overdue and over-budget projects, revealing billions of dollars in taxpayer money committed to projects that just can't seem to get off the ground.
The list includes an interstate redesign in Columbus, Ohio, which is running nearly 20 years behind schedule and double the initial costs, and California's much-maligned high-speed rail, which costs have tripled. Those and 13 other projects account for more than $12 billion in federal taxpayer money committed to assist state and local officials who have struggled to complete the improvements. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy provided the list to Congress, and Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst made it public Wednesday. She said she wants to expose some of the biggest black eyes for central planners in government. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Hulk Hogan died of a heart attack last week. That's according now to a medical examiner's report released today. He died July 24th at 71. More details at srnnews.com.